Washington Post editor and reporter Clinton Yates writes Lunchline. He's a big hockey fan who also happens to be African American. He is writing about these racist tweets about Ward, and he tells us he was pretty pumped up when Ward scored the winning goal last night to send the Caps to round two of the playoffs.
The goal in general was a huge moment for the franchise, but again, as a black hockey fan that sort of lives that singular experience, I can't lie, it was good to see him score it. It made me feel a little bit better about it just because. He also really needed that one to get off the schneid. It'd been a while for him.
Yeah, it had, and people point out that before last night, had Ward been walking down the street, maybe he wouldn't even be recognized.
Maybe not. Ward's not exactly a star on this team. He'd been a healthy scratch, I want to say, four or five times in the playoffs before this. He hadn't even played, you know, in the last eight games or so. So it wasn't exactly something that anybody was expecting. But, you know, last year with the Predators, he scored a bunch of goals in the playoffs. That's why the Caps got him to begin with.
We were all jumping up and down that the Caps are now advancing to round two. Then the ugly, nasty tweets come along. What were your thoughts then?
It's just kind of the unfortunate side of the NHL that I think they've really got to take a look at. The fact is that racism is a huge problem among the fan base of hockey, you know, people who like hockey. So the NHL can either stick their heads in the sand and look the other way and act like it's some sort of a fringe issue, or they can be real about it. I mean, in the preseason, Wayne Simmonds, who plays for the Flyers, somebody threw a banana at him during a game in Ontario. I mean, you just can't have that. The NHL needs to look at this as for what it is. It's a major problem.
You talk about being an African-American or a black hockey fan. How do you feel that when you go to Verizon Center for a Caps game?
It can be awkward. I mean, there's no doubt about it. The bottom line is that there aren't many black fans that go to hockey games. There's not very many of us that are in the stands. Many of us who are there are working either inside or outside, if you understand what I'm saying, and it can be quite singular. Thing is, though, I like hockey. I'm not really there to be concerned about who else is there, but it's definitely something you feel inside the arena at any given time. It'd be great to see the Caps try to embrace more black fans and try to reach out into the community, specifically in a place like D.C. where you have so many people of color with, you know, income to spare in order to go to games, but that's a slow burn. We'll see how long it takes for that to happen.
Right. At the moment, we have to address this. I mean, would you be in favor of, as much as a reporter can take a stand on these kinds of things, be in favor of major action by the NHL, including isolating some of these tweets and filing suit or taking some other kind of action?
Most definitely. I don't think you need to file suit, but there's nothing wrong with a little public shaming in order to get a problem solved. I mean, you look at other leagues around the world. FIFA has taken a stance against racism. You saw what the NBA did when Kobe Bryant yelled at homophobic slur to a referee. They took a huge stand. They put out PSAs. They let it be known that this is not something that they want to be associated with their league. There's no reason the NHL can't do the same. I just want to say, though, I don't want this to be put on Boston. Boston has a bad reputation in terms of black players and so forth, and this has nothing to do, in my personal opinion, with just the people of Boston. It has to do with a group of mouth breathers that decided they wanted to get ignorant on the internet, but I don't think it's fair to paint Boston, specifically as a city on the whole, in such a bad light.
I have to confess, I didn't know this fact when I woke up this morning, but I quickly learned that the first black player in the NHL played for the Boston Bruins back in 1958.
Willie O'Ree, exactly. So it's kind of ironic, but, you know, that's why, what do they say? You got to learn history or else you're doomed to repeat it.
I think back to the late 90s and Tiger Woods and the effect he had just in terms of pride, but I don't know that people are breaking out golf clubs in the hood, right?
No, not necessarily. Actually, I personally think that Tiger Woods' effect on blacks in golf hit a lot harder with the older community. I mean, it was people who remember the days of not being able to get on the golf courses. It wasn't necessarily just the younger generation that was coming up and deciding to play more golf. But in hockey, I don't think it's going to happen that way. The whole family nucleus of how kids get into hockey and how they start playing is a completely different level. And I don't necessarily think you're going to have a Tiger Woods or a Jeremy Lin kind of moment, but you're slowly but surely going to start seeing a lot more black players coming to the NHL.
That's Washington Post editor and reporter Clinton Yates, who writes The Lunch Line.